Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, you missed anything, Odyssey.com. Rewind. Also, I want to apologize to Stoney. He wasn't joking around. This Boo Bowers was a bad MF.
He was great. Left-handed jumper, and he was big.
Yeah, Kenny, no three-point line. Yeah. Guy averaged 27 a night at American.
Yes.
And was doing bong rips with Stoney back at the dorms.
No, he wasn't more, though, but that was another player. But he was around.
For our purposes?
Yes.
Bong rips.
Yes.
All right.
By the way, we have breaking NFL news.
What?
Involving two of the teams that you hate the most. The Philadelphia Eagles are sending Hassan Reddick to the New York Jets for a conditional 2026 third-round pick that could be a second if he plays 67.5% play time.
All I will say, you are seeing, and I'm not saying, this is not what I want the Lions to be doing. The Jets are going all in, most likely to their own grave, but they are just... Joe Douglas and that franchise, if they don't win a Super Bowl this year, it is going to be launched into the sun. Salary cap wise, draft pick wise, quarterback, magic mushrooms, walking out the door wise, the whole thing.
Yeah, well, they got him to replace the edge rusher that they lost, right?
Bryce Huff.
To Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They could have just made, obviously they're not because of the free agency, but yeah. Eagles, that was a decent move. I thought they'd be able to get maybe a second without even the contingency there, but that's good. Yeah, the Lions could have used them, but you know what? The way Brad Holmes drafts, I don't know if I would have made that trade if I was the Lions.
What do you mean?
I don't know if I would have given up a third-round pick for Hassan Reddick.
No. I think the third-round pick for Davis, fine enough. I like Davis. I don't love him. I wouldn't do it for Reddick.
Yeah.
I'm good where they're at. I'd like to see them at a corner, and I think they will. They have to.
Yes.
Let's get some callers in the mix. Let's go to Jake, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
it. Of course. What's up?
Hey, you guys are talking about the Red Wings getting my blood boiling, and Steve Yzerman deserves a lot of blame here. Obviously, for what he did for this town and the Cups and everything, he's a legend and will never probably get the heat that he deserves. But, you know, the Hall contract is not good. The Kopp contract is not good. And I got some more news for people. Most teams in year six of a rebuild have a much younger roster.
Right.
This team has a lot of guys who have 1 or 2 years left on their deal, who are in their late 20s, early 30s, who they don't need to re-sign. They really need to start forcing some of their young prospects in the lineup next year, which means – they're actually going to take a step back next year to do what they actually need to do. This Danielson kid needs to come in and play next year. Sandin Pelika may have to play next year. The defense is horrible. You know, they're going to be handing out contracts to Sider and Raymond, who have earned the money. But this cap that they've had all this money for years is drying up because of some bad contracts that he signed. So I think they're actually going to take a step backward next year because they're going to have to get younger.
I don't know if they'll take a step backwards. But
he's not wrong with the way this has been constructed, well, Jake. We talked about it.
They're the third oldest team in the league, Jake.
Jake, that's my problem with this. The whole idea of the Iser plan is we were told we needed to be patient while they restocked the cupboard and while we got younger and while we rebuilt this whole thing. 5 years in and likely missing the playoffs again, third oldest team in the league, and a bunch of players that Kenny wants to rip his own beard out watching. Like,
yeah, and I'll say that Rasmussen, giving that guy a contract with a three in front of it, so now they're going to give Veleno a contract with a three in front of it? Absolutely not.
No, they better not. They better not. He hasn't proved it.
Right. Well, now Holland, when he left, he did us no favors. The Zadina pick was not a good pick when there were three defensemen. They're staring him in the face. Where would we be with Quinn Hughes paired with Sider right now? Where would we be with Evan Bouchard? Where would we be with the kid from the Islanders, Dobson? Any one of those three kids would have.
No, it's true. But Jake, let's look at the big picture, right? Because I think your point is spot on, right? We're 5 years into the Iser plan.
He's got to make the playoffs. Hold on.
Work with me. You have one 30-goal scorer. One. And that's if DeBrincat turned it on. You have one.
Right.
You have a defensive core that outside of Mo Sider, you could get rid of everybody. Nobody would care. And you have no goalie anybody wants. 5 years in.
Right.
And I'm being told, Jake, well, wait two more years for Kosa. Or wait another year for Kasper. Wait, well, now Evanson will be the answer. We're 5 years in. What am I hanging my hat on here, boys?
You're hanging your hat on nothing, and you're looking at a team that's below them right now, like Buffalo, who's got a great young core of defensemen, number one, plus they got a stud in Tage Thompson, among other people. So, teams that you thought the Red Wings were going to be competing for the playoffs this year, Buffalo and Ottawa, they're not even there. Well, Buffalo's close, but they should get better next year. And the Wings, I don't know. The point about the goal scoring is so accurate. Where his first-round picks have been pretty good, considering where they're picking. It's the second and the third-round picks. Where are these? Where's Shea Bweem? Carter Mazur is probably their best pick they've got in the third round. And who knows if he's even going to be on the team next year. He's pretty good.
And to speak to your point, Mike, this is why Steve Yzerman is not beyond reproach.
No.
This is why we're allowed to be critical of the moves he's
Absolutely.
Made. The fact that Derek Lalonde still has a job, in my opinion, might be a mistake. And he's signing all these guys' contracts. I don't think they're going to get worse next year, by the way.
What I think is going to happen. Now, this is my part of this is hope. This is like the marriage of what I want to see and then what I think will happen. I think Yzerman knows. He understands this isn't going the way that he had hoped. This summer is going to be a bold summer. They're going to make some moves, like some big ones. Because there is no universe we can keep looking at the Andrew Copps and JT Compers of the world. No. And, hey, we got a zillion guys who scored 10 goals. There has to be more punch. There's got to be more guys that can help carry this thing.
The problem is for hockey and free agency, it's not like the other sports. You usually don't find your studs, your 35, 40 goal scorers. You have to figure out a way to make a trade and get that. Where Yzerman is, I think, correct is he knows where his team is. If he thought this team was really good, they would have done more at the deadline. I think he knew, and it's his own fault, so to speak, because he built the team, or at least most of it, that this team is not very good, so that's why they did what they did. And that's why they're in the position they're in right now. Guys have not overachieved. I mean, last year, Jake Walman overachieved. He has regressed.
Now, can I ask a question? And I admit, this could be, first of all, this is a question, not an opinion. So you can't put this. Stoney told me about an opinion from somebody on this station. And it should be framed as the worst opinion ever uttered on this station. But I'll save it for later. This is a question. This is a question, not an opinion. There is a guy from Kenny's past who we didn't go after. He went to a mysterious place where we all looked at each other like the Spider-Man meme and went, wait, what? And he's been absolutely terrible because the team's absolutely terrible. Now, work with me.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking if a change of scenery and the fact you could probably get him for free or for a box of crazy puffs from Comerica Park.
Oh, no. You're not going to Columbus, are you?
I'm going to. It's Kenny's love child. Would Johnny Hockey? He's been morbid
Mike, he's been awful.
I love the idea because I do think a change of scenery would help the guy. I'd love him here.
And he's free minus the money.
Right. The only issue you run into there is Columbus just fired their GM and their coach.
Okay.
And there might not be exactly in a position where they're like, let's move people.
I know.
But I like it.
I was just trying to like dredge the river for tilapia. Like what trade targets could you go after that have a 40 goal year? He has gone full Fedorov in Columbus. It has been a complete
disaster. It's been awful. He's been awful. He has been terrible.
What a change of scenery.
I don't have a name for you. They need a big offensive stud. I mean, I'm not – and Goudreau, even if he would have got back to where he was in Calgary, that'd be good. But they don't need another small guy. They need somebody who's going to, like, actually go to the net, get, like, 15 – crappy goals a year to go along with
his 20
good ones.
It was a question, not an opinion.
Yes,
do not do that to me. I was asking the Hockey Elite if this was a totally methed out opinion. Question.
Not totally.
Okay, I just don't know what they're going to do.
I know.
Because they've also shown a big aversion to trades. It's just not what they've done.
And when the trades that they've made have not been, you know, Husso is not what they thought he was going to be for a variety of reasons.
Okay, then. 248-539-9797. We've got Who Said It coming up next. We're going to play Stump the Stony before this day is out as well. A little Sweet 16 action for you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The telephone number is 248-539-9797. You know, as a frequent listener to this program, I enjoy this coming segment probably as much as any segment during the week. And there are times where I do miss this segment, and I'll go to the Odyssey app and go back to around 4:20, and just so I can listen to see if... I've been made fun of. And since I don't work as much, there's a lot less of me, which is probably better for the audience.
Not.
No.
We miss it dearly, trust me. All right, so can I kick off Who Said It?
Let's go.
Hit the music. Okay. Who said this? I think UConn could beat the Pistons. I want you to play the role of David.
Gator, it was Gator. It had to be Gator. Dumb opinion.
Stoney informed me of that take, and that should be framed.
Yes.
That is the singular worst take in the history of this station.
Right.
Did UConn would lose by 40 to the Pistons. The worst NBA team in history would body the greatest college basketball team.
No, he meant Y-U-K-O-N.
Right, got it.
Yes, the whole area.
Right. Now, let's do the segment. I still can't believe that's
a real
opinion.
We'll get into that coming up after this.
Carry on.
All right, here we go. Start off with a short one here.
You would.
Always do. Always have. Here we go.
It ain't. Never mind.
I I will tell you, I'm a bit of a tequila snob.
Okay, you know what? I think only one person would say that at this place.
I'm going to jinx myself.
I'm going Gator. He gets very snobby with weird stuff. I'm going Gator. Stoney has recused himself. Mm-hmm. Kenny.
I'm going to go Gator, too. He's the only one that talks about tequila that much on the station.
Okay, over to Paul Sarah.
Yeah, I think it's a sweep. It's Gator.
If we're wrong, we're really going to look stupid.
Across the board, he might have a problem.
don't let him talk us out of it. Come on.
Roberto, who said
Kenny,
it?
Kenny, who said it?
Good for you.
Yes, you want that on your drop board?
Yeah, no.
Wednesday, we were doing the show from Comerica. I was in for Doug where they provided they showed everybody wanted the new food and all this. And there was a tequila thing there. Some of the tequila they'll be serving at Comerica Park.
Mm-hmm.
And after you're watching the Tigers offense, you need to drink.
Yeah, potentially. All right, Roberto, let's go to number two, shall we?
All right, here we go. It's better to take a sack than throw an incomplete pass to pad your stats.
I'm going to recuse myself.
I think I'm going to recuse myself also.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Do we have the same idea?
Yes, I think so.
So, yeah.
So I'll have to guess it's Rico.
No.
Because of the recusals.
No, it could be anything if you heard it on the station.
I know. I understand
But
that.
Do I believe that I do? Well, I'm not recusing if I explain it. All right, go ahead, Paul.
Well, I guess I got to go with Rico then.
All right, then let's just get this done. Hold on.
Yes.
I don't, that was not, if we have this right, Kenny, that wasn't Rico's opinion. That was Rico saying Deion Sanders' opinion and what he has told his son, Shador.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I would file that right under that UConn take. Roberto.
Kenny, is he right?
Who said it?
Man, you're on your game today.
Damn it. Yes.
No.
Yes. On it counts.
Right.
All right. Come on.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Here we go. We may be done with the all grays because this is a chance to reset, rebrand. Those were the most boring uniforms when they would rock those.
I love the emphasis you put on rock. Mike Stone, you have a blank look on your face. Yes. Are you okay?
Who uses that young term rock?
That would be the youngster of the program's Jim Costa.
Mike, you wouldn't say rock those?
I don't know. I may have. I don't know if I would put such an emphasis on it. Paul Sarah.
So for the first time in history, I think I have to recuse myself.
Oh. Why, you actually listen to the station?
I believe I ran the board for their show.
Oh.
Well, that narrows it down to morning show, so I'm going to go Costa.
Wow.
Okay, I mean, I'll just go with it because I'm being honest. Anytime I've tried to tune in, I never hear Jim. I just hear the news. So I don't know. He could have said anything. Jim could have supported communism. I wouldn't have heard it. Roberto? Who said it? Ooh, yeah.
See, you know what's weird about that? If you're going to say we're going to rock those, it usually has a positive connotation. He was negative. I won't rock them, you know.
Right, bizarre.
Yeah, it's usually, hey, we're going to rock those things.
Yeah, it is odd.
Yeah.
But you got to forgive him. The guy's been on the toilet all week.
Yes, I understand.
He had a wicked stomach bug. Oh, it was a mess.
Yeah.
I'd listen. You know, you hate to see it. All right. Roberto, you're getting your
this
ass
is not
kicked.
Good, I know.
He's playing the role of San Diego State, and yes. We're UConn.
I think I'm actually sitting in the studio this time. This isn't working out for me.
All right, come on.
All right, here's
Let's
another.
Let's do it again.
Okay, here we go.
Rock 'em.
If the Tigers get to 82, 83, I think that's 100% possible.
Hmm.
Kenny, you're smiling like
I think I said that. I remember that was my prediction for the season.
Do you remember? All right, so I guessed 84. Rico said 86. I think you came in low, and you're like, you know, zibbity-dabbity-doo, what about 82?
Yeah, because Rico was the deflator at that point.
Right. I think it may be Kenneth Cott.
Well, since he said he thinks he said it.
But that could just be, you know.
He could be throwing us off.
Or it could be a massive inflated ego. I don't know. Paul, hold on, Paul Sarah, think about it. Let's see what DJ Paul Sarah says.
I'm gonna trust Kenny's intuition and say he said it.
Okay, over to Stoney.
Yeah, it's either him or Jansen, but I'm going to go with Kenny.
Why Jansen? Just so
because it's above 500, so he's Mr. Positive. Well, not the Mr. Positive.
First of all, that guy creeps me out.
Oh, did you ever listen to the when
I listen to Brieger every night?
Did you listen to the Lions post game when he called and I basically hung up on him because I said we can't. I won't address you. You can be Greg.
Jeffy Poo, Mr. P here. Gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely, you can give yourself. Spine.
Right,
you can't give yourself a moniker.
Why, Gator did?
Better than Super.
Oh, all right.
Roberto, who said it?
Who said it?
Stoney. Oh! Okay, I've heard enough. Stoney from the corner for three.
Yes.
Timeout Pistons.
Yes.
All right. He pulled that from the fire. You had me convinced it was you.
What an ego.
It is. It is.
Just full of myself. Yeah. What can I say?
Did you do it on purpose?
No, I actually remember saying that. I thought that he said
that. Something very similar.
Right.
But good on you. Well,
that should make you feel good, huh?
What? That he delivered a vanilla take like John?
Yeah, that they think alike.
Yes.
All right, you want one
proverbial
more?
Proverbial flavor town of opinions.
That's about the only thing we agree on, I think.
Can I do one more, Kenny?
Yes.
All
right, here we go.
There's no management here. Oh, we can do whatever
Friday.
We want.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I just have the feeling that Javi Baez is on a shorter leash than people think.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, wow.
Uh-oh.
I think I may have to recuse myself because I think I know who said it.
I think I have to recuse myself.
Why are you listening so much?
Well, the other producers don't, so somebody has to.
Giving credence to the Lion, to the Tigers management, I'm going to say it's Doug from yesterday.
Okay. Paul Sarah.
I'm going to guess. I think I might have to recuse myself if it's this person, but I think it was Milliken.
Okay, here's our problem. I think several of us have said this.
I think why I recuse myself, I thought you said this.
Yes.
I remember you saying this or something alike.
I made the point. Yeah, because I made the point. He was hitting eighth. They wouldn't do that last year. I asked about by June 1, is he even here? I may have said it. Why, Doug?
Because it was a pro-management take, kind of.
I'm pretty sure you just plunged a machete in Doug's back
No.
in the most calm manner.
No.
Outstanding by
it's the
you.
Name of the game.
Stoney fits right in with this.
And here you go. One of those for you.
Stoney just took a folding chair to Doug's spine.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was Doug. See, it was a pro management take.
Strategy.
He just put a tree branch in the bike spoke. Oh, my.
Now, let me say this. I'm so happy with this one that Mike and this man think alike.
Who said it?
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh.
I feel a lot better about myself after that.
Wow. And that was with me. I should have known that.
Sitting right across.
You can tell Stoney was really engaged in that broadcast.
No, it's because they were bringing me more burgers.
Okay. That is who said it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, coming up at 5, we're going to have some fun. Sweet 16, I know none of the local teams are in, but we're going to play Stump the Stony. I have come up with some Sweet 16 trivia that this is the only man in the building that I think would be able to stack up to this trivia. So
you know who is a college basketball savant? Greg Hargrave. He's unbelievable.
Greg is something.
I mean, he can tell you the floors, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know what? Why don't we just, Kenny, how about, well, you know what? Let me go to Paul, and then we're going to get some ticket techs. We'll clear the decks. We got to do a little football today, maybe a little tournament blitz. Paulie, go ahead. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Good morning from 6. So just give me a little bit of time here because I'm furious right now.
Okay.
First of all, let me start off with the Red Wings and Steve Yzerman. Sorry, Steve Botts, but he's done a less than stellar job here. I used to be a speed bot. I used to defend Yzerman, but I can't anymore, man. I mean, we're in year 6 of a rebuild. And, like, what do we.
He just hung up on himself.
Yes.
How is that possible?
By the way, technically it's year 5, but that's okay.
Look. All right. Kenny, the ticket text. Because I didn't do anything. He hung up on himself. No. I didn't move.
No, believe me. We wouldn't have hung up on
him. I was ready to hear it.
Yes. I don't know why you hung up on that guy. I feel kind of bad for
I him. Did. Kenny, don't you dare. I was listening. I was riveted. Because, again, it's hard to get people to criticize Yzerman.
Right.
And he was a reformed Steve bot.
Right. And he said, on the screen, he said he wanted Lalonde fired like 2 weeks ago.
Huh. Paulie, don't hang up on yourself again. We are here. We are listening.
Okay, so here's the thing, man. I'm sorry if this gets the Steve Botts triggered, but Steve Yzerman has not done the greatest job here, and I question a lot of his moves. You know, Paul, Sherratt, Petrie, I mean, that dead body going out to work every night, that's just, you know, a treat. And you know what, man? You were talking about launching things into the sun earlier. You know who ought to be launched into the sun is Derek Lalonde.
Yes.
He should have been fired a month ago. This guy sucks. When you come out and you openly say, oh, well, we weren't supposed to be in this position. None of us expected us to be here. So, yeah, just it is what it is. Get out now. I'm done with Derek Lalonde. And I am done with all the excuses. We are in year 6, guys.
5.
We have absolutely nothing to show for it. Nothing.
It's 5. If they don't make the playoffs next year, Yzerman should go too. Okay?
But no, I'm with Paul in this regard. You know, in the NHL, like every sport, the rules are different. The NHL, 6 teams that are going to make the playoffs this year fired their coach this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Paul on this. The night he made that comment about, you know, people thought at the start of the year nobody thought we'd. No, stop. You're in a collapse right now. And the fact is, now we've reached the phase where Lalonde is throwing players under the bus every night.
That's okay. That, you know what? You can't have it both
he
ways.
He doesn't have the credibility to do it.
Okay.
That's toxic. He has no credibility. I see no difference between him and Blashill. But Blashill
like,
didn't have
like if you had hired Barry Trotz or John Tortorella or even Gerard Gallant, somebody who's got some level of credibility and you want to toss a player under the bus, I'll live with it. Who the hell is this guy?
I don't know. I don't know who this guy is, but he's not good at his job.
Let me ask you a question. Right. I don't disagree with you. If they don't make the playoffs, I'd have no problem if they fire him. But did you feel, listen to me, did you feel the exact same way on February the 28th? That he didn't know what he was doing? He was this.
Of course not.
Okay.
Give me a little bit more time, guys. Here's the thing. Sony, I get it. But at the same time, this is the second year in a row that this epic collapse has happened. 2 years in a row under Derek Lalonde. Don't you think there's some sort of underlying issue with this guy?
I think the issue is last year was talent. Hold on. Well, and you know what?
I don't think so.
I don't. Paul, hold
really?
On.
Really? Talent? Paul. Where's the talent on this team from all last right. year?
After the offseason we had, playoffs were an expectation this year, Mike. You talked about it.
No. My expectation.
Why am
not
I
mine.
Getting yelled at? Wait a second. You're talking to Stoney. I'm just sitting here, Paul.
No, he might address me by my real name. I don't know. That's.
No, I'm talking to you, Mike Valeni. I'm talking to you, man.
Paul, I'm with you. I'm not the one arguing. I would have fired Lalonde the night he made that comment. And my issue is there's enough talent here to get it done, except this team looks like they've quit on Lalonde or quit on themselves.
Right, and if it continues, you should be fired at the end of the season. I'm with you there.
I'm with Paul. I want to taste some blood. Get him out of here.
They should have left him in Carolina to fend for himself. And you know what? I think some of this has to do with Chris Illich. He's terrible. I'm curious, and I'm on edge, too, about the Tigers, because we could have had not only J.D. Martinez, but also, we could have had Matt Chapman. We could have gotten both of those guys on 2-year deals.
Yep.
This offense would look completely different.
And the best part,
fun pizza boy won't let it happen.
Paul, I did this earlier in the week. I brought up, I said, look, it is on record. The expectation is Chapman's opting out after 1 year here in San Francisco. It's going to be 1 year, $18 million. And I put that move with why in the F did you take Max Clark instead of Wyatt Langford? You could have had Wyatt Langford starting at one of the corner spots yesterday and batting fourth or fifth instead of Matt Vierling or Mark Canna, and you would have had Matt Chapman in the lineup instead of Andy Ibañez leading off.
I'm not going to disagree with that, but if they thought that Max Clark in his career is going to be a much better or a better player than Langford, then I understand why they would do it.
Okay, but here's your problem. This is not your problem. You didn't do this.
Right.
Mike, headed into the draft, the thought process was, if Langford doesn't go number one, the Tigers are taking him. He's ready.
I understand.
He's a college bat, and here's the other thing. Immediate, elite, advanced hitting approach with 35 home run power. Max Clark right now, people are saying, is a 15 home run hitter, and, well, golly gee, maybe the power will develop. Like, this is, it's funny, because you said it right. They're kick the can down the road franchises.
Yes.
I haven't been to the playoffs in a decade. Do you know how much better Max Clark's got to be for me to wait two additional years versus he's here now to help Colt Keith, to help Torque, to help Green? Mike, I get tired.
I understand.
I'm not mad at you. I know, I just get so frustrated.
You're not wrong, but I do think sometimes when you draft young players, you got to let them see if they can play.
Well, you know what? If the Tigers have more young players up than the Wings.
Yeah.
That's pretty disturbing.
That's true. They're the third oldest team in the National Hockey League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.